We want to turn it over to you and open the stage for questions. And Lori Gilbert has raised her hand, so we're going to view Lori first. There she is. Wonderful. Thank you, Lori, for coming on board. And there's stalwart and loyal Brad in the background. All right, my dear. So since you two scholars come forward with question first, take it away.
Okay, I'm gonna go way back. So,
Go
like
way back.
30 years ago, I asked you about when, like, the alien disclosure or knowledge would be revealed to humanity, I guess. And it was, they said 2025. And so I kind of went down a rabbit hole in 2025, looking up my own stuff, and Brad and I
Oh,
both.
yeah.
And there were a whole lot of different interpretations about why, humans are here and how we got here. And it's different than the Michael teachings, although some of it overlaps. And I found it real interesting that there seem to be some people who know how to get out of this karmic cycle. And I don't mean that they go through the entire soul ages. It's just like they're here for some of it, and then they decide to not be in it anymore. And there've been a lot of like other teachings, like Robert Monroe with his out-of-body experiences, where he saw the agreement that we made coming in to have this karma type of cycle through here. And then at some point in a few thousand years, he came back to see what was happening. And yeah, it was like human inhabitation of Earth was only about 1 million people. And it was on some other kind of dimensional scale, because you could just go into a body and inhabit it and go explore the world and then leave it, and it got put into some kind of a stasis. So over this past year, there's been a lot of things I've watched, read, seen about the different species or non-human intelligences that have either brought us here or influenced us over thousands of years as sort of gods that, or some that, there was even one interview with an alien, and she was saying that we were on a prison planet, and some of this old empire that first ran it was its technology was starting to crumble, and so we were starting to kind of be able to escape and remember who we were. And like this karmic stuff is just about taking our all the beings that were either not conforming to a kind of a tyrannical type of kingdom. And if they didn't fit the mold, they were sent here to this prison planet, and you go through having lifetimes and having your memory erased and not remembering who you are. And this all kind of clicks together something with the Michael teachings too. And so I guess my question is what do you think about all this? If I can only be more specific, right?
Well, in many ways, Lori, you have been more specific. So we just want to acknowledge you've been very specific. Obviously, many of the factors that you have said, we would tell you that rather than agree or disagree with them, we don't see that reality in the universe. And we would even be so, as our tendency toward warrior nature is, be so bombastic as to say it's wishful thinking. Because notice what it is. All of these descriptions describe an out. They describe an escape. They describe a, and
I
however,
was
wishful thinking.
looking for that, probably. That's what I was looking for, I think.
Yeah. And what we would tell you is if it makes anybody, like any kind of spiritual investigation or adherence to religion, if it gives anyone aid and comfort to live their lives, really aid and comfort, then bless them. We say they can have it. We don't need agreement. We don't need them to validate or suggest that, we, the Michaels, and our teaching is, some absolute in the universe. That would be dogma. Our teaching has never been a doctrine. There is, there's no commandments and there's no sins. It is, a structure that suggests the ways that you operate. And we do say, as you know, that we hope for every human being on this planet to have more love, more peace, more experience of joy here, more of a sense of personal empowerment to operate in this life in whatever way they wish. Without that imposition on others. And that in and of itself would be, the precepts in which we hold all this, and not necessarily some supreme, way of being or acting or having holding a superior view over anyone. And so again, these precepts, rather than go down, if you'll forgive the expression, the rabbit hole of trying to suss out all of their salient points or disprove them, we would simply say that is not what we see. And if it served the purpose that you that we just described to you of helping to raise your vibration, give you joy, help you operate your life, live in less fear, live in more love, live in an experience of even more awe for the universe, and all that's in it, then we would say, bravo, go for it.
Well,
If
when I
that's
was a
helpful at all.
teenager, I used to be shown things in dreams from my guides, and one of them was called the Lydian Council. And then you
Yes.
talked about the entity Lydia years later, and I'm like,
Yeah.
whoa.
Lydia is one of the consortium, dear. It is one of the consortium. She is, in fact, she is our, what you might think of as our, the closest equivalent of our essence twin, as entity to entity.
So I was been yeah. So I've been a member for my whole life, I guess you would say. And they told me when I was a kid that my mission was to learn about the earth. And so I in my job I do that. And I'm seeing some of the things you were saying about all the oligarchs this past year, instead of looking to try to create sustainability anymore, they're turning towards just adaptation. And so that does not give me a lot of hope and joy.
And that's why we said, Lori, earlier on tonight, that it is one of the pivots that many of you will have to really consider for yourself is that hope is an action. The actions you take, the determination. Yes, on occasion, something can happen from outside that may boost it. We're not saying those infusions are wrong or anything, but for those people who by default are passive, and pretty much 80% of the world's population tend to default to passiveness rather than activeness. We're saying that many of you have to use some masculine energy and learn how to create actively hope. And in doing so, place your energies in the things that you want to see made happen.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do right now. I'm trying to get another
Oh,
position at my job that would be lateral, but I would be the chief editor of all the communications that come out of the Air Resources Board. I've applied for that. So wish
wonderful.
me luck. Please.
And continue to find ways of how to do that. And yes, so Sarah, you're gesturing.
I'm the
Are you?
gatekeeper.
You're the gatekeepers. So are you
Yes,
trying
I'm
to
the
communicate?
gatekeeper, and I just want to let you know, I don't know if Mike Huntinger or Susan Flo raised their hands first, and then
Yes.
Karen just raised hers. Just
Okay,
giving you
thank
a
you.
yeah. Go
All right,
ahead.
thank
I'm
you.
sorry. Thank you
Well,
for
thanks,
answering
Lori.
my
Really good info, and I think a lot
question.
of us can relate too.
Thanks.
what you're experiencing.
All right. So, forgive us, Michael, Susan, and Karen, if we just pick one of you and go. We don't know who is next. I think Susan was next, though. So,
No,
Susan, go right
Mike
ahead.
was first. Mike was
Oh, aren't
first.
you such a good server?
I couldn't
She
find the
yields, you know. Okay, go ahead, Mike. And then we're coming back to you, Susan, so don't hide.
Okay.
I was going to yield to her. Well,
Oh.
I look at the things that have impacted me this past year, and there really hasn't been very much. I've escaped most of it. Like, probably the biggest change is the sandwich I get at Safeway is now $7 and it used to be $5. But I'm looking at things that I need to take a stand for, and I know it's not sandwiches. Can you give an example of something I might have? Oh, can you give me an example of something I might need to take a stand for? And I realize it might be a stand for somebody else since it doesn't seem to be much happening to me.
You know what, Mike? Thank you. That's not only an excellent question, but in your question, you've even given yourself a few of the answers. Is look to people in your community or and or groups in your community that are trying to take a stand for others. You notice you remember if you recall earlier last year, Stephen was talking about, his own ventures into volunteerism. And we're suggesting that for every one of you, you don't have to be heroic 50-hour a week volunteers to anything. But if you literally place yourself in action with other human beings doing things, even if they're small things, that make a difference to promote love, healing, and the relief of pain, those things, or also on the other side of the extreme, is be proactive and exert some energy, getting involved with whatever groups that are petitioners and campaigners, much like a Jillian Elliott who's on the call tonight. She's a very active participant in things. And you would be the kind of things we're talking about are more of the healing on the feminine side of the equation, but your activity with them would certainly be exerting some energy. Or you could go for a full exertion into a masculine side, which would be whether it's picketing or writing letters or even doing things on the smaller edge, which be, walking around your neighborhood, picking up garbage, any number of things that raises your presence, involvement, and participation on a human to human level is all beneficial. Because you'll be building bridges, you'll be participating in alliances, and you'll be making things actually happen. And what happens is it begins its own momentum. It's interesting. You'll find that, those people you participate with, one of them will say, "Hey, we're going out for coffee. You want to come?" And then you find yourself slowly but surely finding common ground with people who may not necessarily have different particular politics, but may have completely different worldviews. Or have none really to speak of. But, the fact that you cross-pollinate and the fact that you interact and the fact that you're doing things together as citizens, because that's a term we just want to point out here, ladies and gentlemen, is that when the United States was formed, it created a concept that really had never been actively explored before. And it's an assimilative, mature soul concept called citizen. Which is a participation in your own government, governance, not necessarily like, being the county assessor or something, but voting, the idea of actually being part of the decision-making process. That had never been here before. And this experiment is being challenged now, and it's being challenged as a way of trying to turn back the tides. So doing something that shows your citizen agency can be any number of things. And we would invite you, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, to put your emails and phone numbers in the chat, and we will send out the chat for those of you who are interested in it to connect with each other. And here's another thing, by telephone, not by text. Forget even emails unless it's a time to talk by telephone. Your voice is key this year. The sound of voice is key this year, not just, doing the same old social media and texting and all that kind of thing. because that is a way of staying immune and separate from each other, rather than participating with each other. Because a conversation is much more dynamic, and there's many more nuances because you hear a person, you hear the emotion, you hear their hesitancies or their vehemences, you and so on. So we'll send that out there. At the end of the evening, or excuse me, at the end of the time when we finish the transcription, we'll send that out as a link to everyone as a file. Mike, does that give you at least some feedback on what you were asking?
Oh, that's a great answer. I got all kinds of places to go with that one.
Oh, wonderful. Good.
Although I don't think so.
Wonderful. Excellent. Thank you. So you're complete, so I can move on to Susan. Yes?
Yes.
And then Karen, and then Janaea. Okay, so Susan Flo, you're gonna get a shot.
Okay. Thanks, Michael, Steve. This year, are the energies coming through any particular realm? Are we still in the techno realm like we were last year?
You're in the techno, you're going to be in the techno realm, for the arc of this 25 years. I mean,
Oh,
but
okay.
there will be, but as far as secondaries, to this particular, where you can call in some assistance. This is the fairy realm that's available. The fairies are desperate to help you guys. So those of you who are gardeners, who work with wildlife, who help clean up the planet, who work on projects to deal with healing or cleaning the water. Those of you who know, Professor Endo, we forget his last name. But when he talked about the vibration of water, it's not just going to meditate with water, it's getting involved in real world programs that are trying to clean up waterways and or fight to not allow them to become sewage dumps once again. Like for all of you, we would suggest if you're going to practice your screaming, scream for the clean water, renewal of the Clean Water Act. And make that an absolute top priority, such that and galvanize it, such that it even connects with people who are otherwise, people who would otherwise support Donald Trump, not because they're necessarily MAGA, but because they committed to him and they don't know any different now. They realize, oh my God. But yes, go in there and do that because clean water. That is not a political issue. That is a earth survival issue. And so that is how we would the fairy realm is looking for allies. And to the degree to which you guys put yourself in that energy to support what they do, because the fairies support all of nature, all of animals, and basically, they're more or less the closer parallel to the earther realm, which is all you guys. So go out and make little shrines. So folks, the easiest way to go to help support the fairy realm, three things. Put out a bird bath, put out a bird feeder, and find a way to make it so wild animals can get through your fences without necessarily, worrying about your domestic animals. Figure out how do you support life, and you will the fairy realm will also in turn. Now we realize, Susan, for instance, that you are an adherent, say, of flowers. Okay, now we really really appreciate that, and just as Lori put in the chat, the degree to which you turn that interest into creating sanctuaries for pollinators is a huge gift to not only Earth itself, but to the fairy realm. Because the fairy realm, when those pollinating plants are present, they have an environment that they can beam, and then all these creatures from miles around. Because notice a lot of pollinator areas have been obliterated, particularly by building or roads and stuff like that. Well, if they can be reintroduced, the fairy realm will help bring those pollinators back, and that's good for the entire planet.
This is my
So,
realm. I'm up to my neck in it, and I love it.
good. Oh, wonderful.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you very
Certainly.
much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Karen,
Hi, Stephen.
our resident king. Yes, hi back.
So glad it's no longer a king year. Had enough. So my question, I'm going into this year positive because I just see MAGA crumbling, and we have the benefit of a whole cast of characters that are not Mensa. They're really, really, really stupid people. And it's just sort of like all, it's like a facade that's crumbling. So I'm positive. I don't think we're going to be a fascist dictatorship. And I wanted to bring up something that was really inspirational that happened yesterday, which was Zohran Mamdani being inaugurated as New York City's mayor. And Bernie Sanders swore him in. And it seemed like not even that a year ago that no one would ever think that the progressive movement was going to get any momentum. You know, who was going to replace Bernie? We had AOC. And then all of a sudden, you know, Zohran sort of appears out of the fairy realm, wherever he came from. And Donald Trump has a man crush on him. So I just wanted to ask the realm, you know, like, is this a sign of like progressive ideals moving forward and getting a foothold? Because if we can get them to turn around New York City and make like really positive changes, that's going to shift across the entire country. Because everyone's like, oh, it's socialism, it's communism, and you know, but if he actually pushes some things through, it could wake up a lot of people to the reality that democratic socialism is the pathway to a resource-based economy or something for the people for a change instead of the oligarchy.
We're glad that, first of all, that you've adopted a positive place. You know, the cynic year last year was really hard on a lot of people. But as we said, you know, we gave the example of people used it to wring things out. And there's use in that. And so the fact that you find hope in this and the fact that it's picking up for you is excellent. Is there a movement for that? The answer is yes, because what they're also seeing is that in the release of a lot of different layers of information, but also the removal of information that people once could have access to, whether it was job reports or even accurate weather, you know, from NOAA and different departments and so forth, and then hearing about all these people, the real awful people getting pardons, that even MAGA, you know, some MAGA folk were like, "What?" You know, all of those things were poison in his own water, so to speak. You know, it's that's the hubris of that kind of totalitarian thinking. But it is not over yet. No, it is not over yet, because you know, you called them the broligarchs, as some people have named them, which is, you know, slightly humorous. But fortunately, there are also billionaires who, you know, stand either in the middle or even to the left, who are also willing to, you know, exert some energy now. But to a great extent, even the structure of having billionaires, and with Elon Musk, a trillionaire, is totally devastating to the planet, let alone human forward motion. The very fact that they've gotten this far is like a cancer that's out of control, because you can't have that much inequality of power, control over unimbalanced control over resources, and have a system work. It eventually collapses, or, you know, goes to war with itself and then is crushed under that. So the answer is you're still in the fight is still on. Did you guys make headway in the trenches? You did, because a lot of you know, said, "Wait a minute, let's get by a lot of the hype and the hoopla and see what actually happens." You know, the folks who are really afraid, who are hanging on for dear life, who may still call themselves MAGA, okay? That 10% of the population, they're beyond help. They are not going to be convinced. And so what we would literally tell you is, you could just let them go. Don't even address your energies to them. Instead, Focus energy is on bringing out facts, working on making personal connections, and even people who did vote for Donald Trump find the places where they're human again and say, is this really working for you? And of course, you're seeing it. You're seeing it literally in so many places where people are throwing up their hands and are going, my God, he screwed us over outright. You know, and it's unfortunate because, the arguments that he used, you know, that were very bigoted and very, oh, we just need to get rid of foreigners and, you know, homosexuals and put women back in pregnancy and in the home and all that kind of stuff. It worked for a lot of simplistic thinkers, as you called them, the non-Mensas. We liked your characterization, by the way. And that's both our approval and the sages. So good show. Anyway, the fact that many of them are still desperate to believe something. That's what we talked about with the dogma energy. They're going to hold on for dear life. And for them, many of them will rise to, you know, mob level activity. And what's interesting is that while this current administration and the broligarchs will try and harness that, it's too shaky. It's not steady enough. When these next elections come, this next election cycle comes, we think there's going to be an enormous amount of scrutiny about how these elections are conducted. And we think there will be cheating, but we think it'll be caught and it will trigger an eruption event. Whether that's outright fighting or tremendous, you know, amount of protesting on the streets and so forth. But that kind of energy will be good. That'll actually be good for the kind of thing that you're talking about, staving off, you know, potential totalitarianism. So anyway, non-Mensas, Densas. Thank you, John. That was a good one. Yes, that's very good. Thank you. Yes. So are you feel complete, Karen?
One just quick question.
Do Go we ahead.
Have to, is, so Troy had channeled Mandami. He's a sixth level old sage, magnetic sage, king caste. Is he in danger? I get really nervous when I see him riding the subways and like he's like out there and I'm like, he hasn't done anything to upset the New York elites yet. But I just get worried when I see him.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
yeah. Six level, anything.
Yeah, yeah, I know that's much more targeted, right? I mean, six level tends to attract shit. In a very technical terminology, right? So yes, we get that his we don't see him dying. But we do get that.
I'm just worried.
Yeah, we don't see him dying, but we do see him really being the object of attack. And not just physical, but courts and
public. His candidacy. I mean, my God, the clutching of pearls. Like, you know, oh my God, he's, you know, the Taliban. And, you know, it's just,
right.
All this couldn't believe. My boss. So,
yeah.
Oh, so it's been pretty bad, but I kind of feel like he kind of pushed out of it. So that's it. You can go on to
Janaya.
Thank you.
All right, Janaya. You're welcome. Thank you. All right, Janaya, go right ahead, please.
I want to ask, thank you, Stephen, and thank you to Michael. One of the flavors, running through this past year of tumult, and that you came up again tonight is about the search for truth, fact, what I'll call data, and particularly the facts. And a place that I've seen that, and I'm interested in Michael's response about the value of this, is MAHA, Making America Healthy Again, the efforts of Robert Kennedy Jr. and others in the HHS to try to get down to facts that have been suppressed, data that has been suppressed for decades, regarding some pharmaceuticals, regarding things like the mRNA vaccinations for COVID, regarding things like some of the vaccines. And I say that not as a pro or anti-vaxxer, but simply more my interest is having the kind of churn that data that's been suppressed, that knowledge that has been suppressed, is being pressed forward to the people. I'm seeing that in the MAHA mo larger movement, not just with HHS. Is that a fairly accurate perception, I guess, is my question.
It's hard to parse that statement because if you were implying some kind of like government suppression and or corporate suppression prior to this, what we would say to you is that the information was out there. It just wasn't necessarily as publicized. What actually
It
undermined
was known. It was known, but not made true, made clear to the public, and thus
well,
not
yeah,
acted on in
and much of
policy.
the public willingly didn't investigate. They didn't want to know because of the old tendency toward oversimplification. And it's fun. It's fun. And yes, and we mean it in the common idea to be able to claim that one has knowledge that they think is sacrosanct. Also with Robert Kennedy Jr., there's a mature king who is, bizarre. Some of his so-called philosophical or ideological standards, we don't think he's promoting public health at all. We think that what he has done is he's flooded and muddied things in the name of his particular belief system, and also stirred things up that are equally as marginally factual. And or vaccines literally have gotten the human race to this place, not detrimented them. Is there portions of the human race that have adverse effects to vaccine? The answer is yes, of course. And many of them are documented in various levels of academia from around the world. Academia being the extension of the scholar energy on the earth. It's not to say it's the only thing. And it's not to say that it's invalid to have some concerns about the tendency of this era of history to do all or nothing broadcasts. It is the truth. And then either completely just crush, other factors and other inputs. But when the internet came along, until now, until they instituted internet, web 2.0, a lot of information was available out there, including contradictory information that if people then did further research, they could find out where the contradictions lied and decided for themselves. So we don't agree that the MAHA movement is, or, excuse me, we would agree that the idea of making America healthy again is a very good thing. And some of the things he says about processed food and the way that human beings eat and the way that it's been marketed is actually true. And yet when you look behind his fortune, much of which, of course, he inherited from the Kennedy family, his father, and you look behind some of his own associations, he's got plenty of investments that are making money off of those things that he's decrying. He and so there it's the hypocrisy of speaking out of his both sides of his mouth, because he wants the followership that his father had. But of course he's not getting it near the same way or from the same group. But he's got now a voice, and that's what Mr. Trump promised him when he threw his Kennedy name behind him. So, as far as making America healthy again, the first thing that we would say to every American out there is just two words: eat less. And then the second two words would be, eat, or three words: eat more simply. And a lot of health problems would go away. And so what, whether they be obesity or diabetes or so forth, but the complexity of the human environment has given rise to the discovery of a lot of syndromes, diseases, autoimmune conditions that have arisen because of the way humanity has treated this planet and are far beyond just eating or what drugs or vaccinations you take. So why the idea of making America healthy again, we would completely agree. It would be very useful given how obese and drug dependent that this culture is, that the idea is good, but its implementation under Mr. Kennedy, we can only see hypocrisy there and a lot of provisional, what's the word we're saying? Deceptions that he's talking at one side and doing a lot of different things, along with his subordinate, Dr. Odd. So between the two of them, the circumstance is not improving, unfortunately. And when we hearken back to the amount of information that is being literally suppressed, look at the intimidation that's being applied to institutes of higher learning, colleges and universities, but also the funding that's being taken away from scientific organizations. That is a form of knowledge suppression, either A, by intimidation, or B, by defunding their abilities to continue to do their research. That's knowledge elimination. And and that is a tactic of totalitarianism. And that's increasing, not decreasing. So, and then the problem with knowledge is when knowledge has been forgotten, it takes a long time for it to be restored. Now, fortunately, there are a lot of people out there who hold the knowledge and who can reintroduce it. But when it is institutionally removed, then the fear of reintroducing it is much greater. And that hurdle to come over that, it takes a warrior kind of mentality to meet that challenge. So we hope that's been a at least some useful quality of an answer to you.
Thank you.
Certainly. So, folks, we don't see any more hands up. Is anyone else curious or wish to take some of this last 10 minutes to pose a question? Or again, have we either overwhelmed you, dazzled you, or just bored you?
I
I'm
think Phil has,
here.
yeah.
Oh,
I'm
Okay.
sorry. Did somebody raise a hand? Oh, Phil. Okay. Sorry. By the way, in case we didn't mention it, folks, it would be very useful to use the React buttons. That's how and the React buttons have a raised hand kind of thing or a clap or something like that we just gave you one. And so it's useful to use those because I can see those, whereas I can't see all of your faces if you raise your hand. So Phil, go right ahead and and there's Jillian. We see her next. So go ahead, Phil.
So my question has to do with in a, that may be a different context. You mentioned that in 2026 there's a need for us to raise our vibration. And
Yes.
ever since then I've been thinking about what practical things can we do to encourage that.
Great question. Thank you. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, the tool we use, of course, is the Vitality Tone Scale that's on Stephen's website. You can download it for free. You can look at it. The tone of your vitality, both physical vitality as well as emotional vitality, as well as intellectual clarity and spiritual connectedness. Sometimes, folks, a lot of the concepts of spiritual connectedness that you've gotten through your Eastern dogmas could be just as, how should we say it, distorted, even, because they came through the attitude of spiritualists, so they can be lofty and kind of fluffy. How do you really raise your vibration? Three ways. Number one, use your body every day to do something that exerts energy and that you replenish it with good energy. And the eat less and eat better thing that we said. That's number one. Number two, as far as raising your vibration emotionally, go out and do things that you know bring you happiness. Now, clarification, folks, Happiness and joy are not the same thing, but happiness can be a stepping stone to joy, but joy is far overarching. Those people who love life have joy, and yet they may be sad many days. Why? Because they can see that what's going on in the world is hard, is devastating. But also, what else is happiness? Happiness is often real conditional. And so if you go out and do things that make you happy, that's okay. Those are conditional things that at least give you a jolt. Sort of like taking a sniff of joy, cocaine, happy cocaine, okay? But without the drugs. All right, that's another useful thing. The third thing is go create hope in the way we said it. What you will find is when you create hope and you find other people who are co-creating with you, it begins to build an energy field. That energy field then in turn literally is like standing in a bubble. And when you stand in that bubble, there is a radiation that happens, and it begins to sustain itself even more, and it begins to project out even more, and it begins to l lighten or levitate, perhaps is a better way of saying, where you're at on an average daily basis. Average daily basis. Because, folks, this is not about meditating yourself into, some state of hermitage enlightenment. It's not. This is about active engagement in the creation of the future that you envision with other people. And those three things, Phil, are the way to do it. And do it to the best of your capacity. You don't have to be heroic. You don't have to run yourself into the ground, to do it. But the more that you do those kind of things, what's ironic is the more you'll find it becomes self-feeding and self-sustaining. When people start collapsing backwards into themselves in the way that we talked about earlier, their vitality begins to shrink because they're not getting fed through interaction. The physical plane is not here for you to go through alone. It is here to do relationship. And the mature soul era is all about relationship. Karen, we have to beg you to ask, what giggle came up for you when we
Sarah
said that?
is what I'm laughing at.
Sarah is what you're laughing at. All right, well, good. Well,
I
we don't
see
know
two
what.
people, like the angel of time, and they're
I
going,
see two people
Yeah.
with their hands up, and I just want to make sure that your sage allows them to ask their questions and get a response. That's all.
Well, thank you, Angel of Time. She is a good one at that. So, all right. So let
Thank
us ask
you.
you, Phil, did that
Yeah.
get good? That
Yeah, that was a
apparently
great
did well.
answer. Thank you. That was really good.
Oh, good. So we earned some of our funds tonight. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Jillian, then Catherine. Jillian, you're still muted. We're not so good at
Not
telepathy
like
yet.
my. Okay. So one of the things that I'm curious about, I don't think that the current president is going to make it through his term, and probably not the next year. And I'm wondering if we had a transition to the vice president, would we be able to avoid a war with Venezuela, which it looks like we're heading toward?
Okay, first quick answer. Trump will he's here for this year. It still looks like much of a good part of 2027 he's still here, but we don't get it. We don't see him in 2028, and he might even be taken out by his own people before that because they want J.D. Vance, because J.D. Vance is far more a puppet. He's a wonderful puppet, and he's coherent.
He's a predictable puppet,
Yeah. But he
and
is,
which is.
and he's coherent, and he knows who his masters are, and he takes orders from them. He will largely, he has a way of at times sounding conciliatory and sounding sane, and that will lend a certain degree of stability to a certain number of people. But yeah, he will do what he's told. Because what they, it's not just oil that they want in Venezuela. They're trying to destabilize that entire area in the same way that, that the mid-level presidents from Jackson through to Polk really wanted to, take over Mexico.
Right.
It's this empire expansion thing again. But now the technological push between the oligarchs is they have tons of rare earth metals. Mm-hmm. And on this continent, it's probably the biggest deposits of them. And since the Chinese both, control the biggest rare earth deposits in the world and, just dole them out at high cost, the American empire elites hate that, and it's not because they're communists. If anything, they're super capitalists because they don't have to deal with a democratic system.
Right.
So the likelihood of going to war and trying to exterminate Venezuela, where it'll backfire on them, is that virtually the entirety of South and Central America will unify against. And that will then tend to escalate, unfortunately, violence before it subsides.
Okay. I'm actually very optimistic about 2026. I think we can get a critical mass of people who are distressed and upset and will take action, even if it's just going out on a march. I think,
We agree. The energies, as if we haven't conveyed that tonight, we hope we have, that optimism is a deliberate choice. It is a deliberate choice. You may be assessing it by taking stock of the facts, and that's completely legitimate, but it's a choice, folks. Optimism is just not pie in the sky, happy hopiness. That's usually emotional self-delusion. But optimism said, no, there's enough of those pieces that, like Octavia Butler had mentioned, there's enough of those little gears in play that they're lining up to actually start. Yes, Karen, bring the pitchforks, maybe something even a little stronger. But in any case, they are lining up to start moving in that direction.
Okay, thank you.
So, certainly. Okay, Catherine, and I guess, Catherine, you're the last one, and then we'll go from there, unless the gatekeeper is telling me that there's anybody else. So no more new questions, folks, by the way.
Okay, I wanted to get back to the overleaves. I had a question about the needs. I wondered when the three primary needs of the year are, two of them are the ones that you share yourself. Does that mean that you will be extra aware of them or extra needy?
extra needy. And because you're a Michael student and you know what they mean, you're extra aware of them.
Okay.
So by knee and by needy too. It means you're going to scrutinize them more. And let's face it, you're a scholar. You love to scrutinize things. You'll dig things down to the nth degree. You and Joe will be measuring your garden for each inch of growth because you'll say, oh, that's another day of food. Things of that nature. And we don't mean to sound, yes, it's a little humorous, but we don't mean to sound pejorative anyway. We mean that kind of awareness is heightened. And that's a good thing. We hope for all of you, you have that level of heightened awareness. And what the benefit of, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, of having a high need of security on the positive side of that, if you want to call it the positive pole, is you have stability. You have the potential for reasonable abundance underneath you. And that's a great thing. But there are, you all know them. You all, there's many in this teaching that say, oh, the universe is abundant. It'll take care of me. And don't do anything to really look to their material well-being, their budgets, the way that they deal with their assets. They've got credit card debt all over the place, and they're thinking pie in the sky. Well, a lot of those folks are the million that just got laid off in the last 2 months throughout the economy. And they are shitting their pants. And have good right to be, because with the what we've called, the overwhelm of business-driven AI, the owners of these, these corporate owners and oligarchs are saying, good, we can now send over to AI what a person used to earn income and pay their bills with, and we get to collect that profit. Now, of course, that sounds very good, because as long as they also operate the stock market, they can live under this hugely sustainable for them, mass delusion, until there aren't enough people at the bottom actually buying all the products, keeping the structure stable, and it begins to collapse. And then you see the French Revolution all over again.
So if I may just summarize,
Yes.
with security, I have two choices. I can either fear losing my security and be really frightened by it, or I can try and make sure I focus on making sure I have everything, all my ducks in a row to make sure that I remain secure.
Yeah. And in your particular case, the two of you have really worked hard to set those up. And
We
so
both have
we're not,
that lead.
well, yeah, but the point is, we're talking about the energetic vibration of security. It's a first chakra thing. And so when it's out there for people, some of the symptoms of it, folks, is everybody, you're going to be much more aware of your bank accounts. You're gonna pause when you have an impulse to just buy something. Unfortunately, many of you are gonna say, "Oh, at Amazon it's cheaper." Well, yeah, but you're gonna be still pushing the imbalance even further by doing that. So we'd say find as many local sources or learn to do without a lot of the stuff that you just automatically use to soothe yourself. That's a good way of achieving acceptance with security that we talked about. And by the way, that will give you some power. We got to tell you, folks, if 1 million people stopped buying from Amazon, the stock market and Jeff Bezos would take notice immediately. But most of you are so like, oh, I found it on Amazon. Oh, I found it on Amazon. I'm gonna, it's like you've been conditioned and you participate with your own downfall. Is it right, wrong? No, not really. But what effect does it have? It does. So,
Thank you.
you're very welcome. Well, folks, we want to acknowledge that you've, to quote a comedian that we like, you've wasted a perfectly good evening spending your time with us, and been very courteous at indulging, listening to us and all that sort of thing. As always, though, we hope that whatever you've received tonight has been of value to you. It helps give you a useful, uplifting, but also realistic structure of how you might navigate this coming year in a way that you feel empowered, grasping your inner warrior, finding your inner knight that is on a quest, no matter if that quest is grandiose or just personal, to stave off the dragons, that affect your family or affect your well-being or affect your health or your resources. That's good. And sometimes realize that even though there are plenty of mercenaries out there, who will do anything, whereas the knights usually have ethics and chivalry, the reality is that, you also have the power. If you just exercise it. So we thank you all very kindly for coming. We thank you, those of you who put in your email addresses and phone numbers. We don't know if Zoom will allow you individually to download the chat, but if you can, we'll give you a couple of minutes if you want to go over and see if there's a Zoom, save the chat. Or just put your cursor in there, do a select all and copy it to a Word document or something. But nonetheless, within a couple of weeks, when we have gotten the transcript completed and we post it on the website along with all the slides, we will send you all a link letting you know that you can re-listen to it. And that we'll also send out a link to the chat with all this information in. Go ahead, Catherine.
At the top of the chat, next to the title, there are three dots next to the expand page and the X out signal. If you click on that, it gives you the option to save chat.
Ah, oh, there it is.
Do you
You're
know
awesome.
where to save to?
Probably your desktop or your small
Save
storage place.
chat, show in folder.
Yeah.
It'll probably save to your Zoom folder, or it'll save to your downloads folder.
Right.
Yeah, it's not my downloads, so we'll have to see if Zoom has it.
Mine ended up on my desktop.
Okay.
Oh,
so good.
As a text, whatever.
Okay.
File.
Yeah.
Go
we don't know how.
Go to documents. That's where mine was saved.
Okay.
And I don't do this very well, so yay.
Yeah.
Documents. All right. So thank you, everyone. Again, we hope that this is a wonderful year for you. We're glad that you feel, by the way, we just tell you, one of the reasons that you can't help but feel optimism is not only the beneficial uses of discrimination and cynicism and the artisan energy that people used last year to help get you here, but the removal of a lot of those energies and the feeling of, oh, actually helps to leave a lot of space for you to feel optimistic by contrast. So use it and enjoy it and ride that energy, that warrior energy into production. So, and thank you for all the little floaty gizmos and gadgets coming across the screen. They're just lovely to watch. All right, everyone. We will bid you good night.
Good
yeah,
night.
You. You are very welcome.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Night.
All right.
Thank you,
thank you everyone.
Michael. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.